Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Please welcome the wickedly talented Bam! 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 Bam!
Bam! All right. Do it.
Okay, three.
Three, two, one. Clap.
Clap. Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey, Fam. My name is Levins, and joining me today is Tom Nook.
It's up there with your worst, but, you know, it is tough times at the moment, and I it's fine.
Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey, Fam. My name is Levins, and joining me today is Prince Charles.
Now that's funny. Now that I can get into. Old people getting sick. Hello. Comedy called.
This episode's pretty much just going to be about
seasons of SNL back.
About Animal Crossing, huh?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
The game that you have been against.
I would say vehemently against it. But then a little thing called social quarantine, distancing, isolation, not in that order, but all of those things happened.
Everyone knows it. Boy, it's the SQDI. SQDI. We're all doing it.
A little scutie came along and will now look at us.
Fucking.
It's pretty crazy.
Fishing every night.
Seriously, catch me not fishing. I'd love to see you try.
What did you call your town?
Okay, what I did was, and I said this to you earlier in a text, I gave you all, and this is the listeners too, I gave you all an incredible character arc, which might be dissected and studied in years to come by podcast scholars. It was almost like a 2-month character arc, I would say. Maybe even longer. I reckon it started last year.
Half a year at least. Yeah.
And, you know, people mightn't like it now, like they didn't understand Luke Skywalker's arc in The Last Jedi, but that is a very rewarding character arc. Somebody who says, I will not do this, I will not do that, and then in the 11th hour does that. I think that's pretty satisfying. That shows that I learned something. You know, I put aside my differences. There was a part, you know, it's really, you guys should be loving it, if anything. You should be going, wow, what a satisfying story that is to see somebody who, it's akin to someone being racist and then having a black friend and in the third act, you know? I basically Gran Torino'd on Animal Crossing. Animal Torino'd. And I am Clint Eastwood. Tom Nook is a Korean family. And
he's joining us right now. Tom Nook, how are you?
You got to stop doing that.
That's a great bit.
I know you've been hanging out with, I know you hang out with kids all day now, but you got to stop doing that. Adults pay for this. They have different standards. Same with Kiko. Whenever I chat to him, I'm like, dude, I know your job is to actually be paid to hang around children, but come on, man, it's adult time now. You got to put away the...
Talk about pubes.
You got to put away the Tom Nook bits. Yeah, talk about big titties and monster trucks, please. I think it's great. If anything, I think it's great that I'm playing it. It makes me happy for you.
So you played Wild World, the DS one?
No, I played New Leaf.
New Leaf, just the 3DS one before this one.
And the GameCube.
Oh, shit. You played the GameCube one.
I was OG, yeah, and you had to like... have a code and email it to your friend and then go to their house and stuff like that.
And that was the one where you like, you unlocked like classic Nintendo games that like
you could get them as gifts. Totally. It was good shit. Yeah, that's the first one I played. I went pretty ham on it to the point where I think I even remember on New Year's Eve going just to fire up my GameCube at home and watching the fireworks.
Like,
which is super cool.
The Animal Crossing New Year's Eve fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. Man. So I've spent time. It's not, this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, sure.
But much like a seasoned Jedi Master turned hermit, I swore I would never go back.
Yeah, you spent a lot of the last 6 months, you know, going in great detail how you had no interest in doing chores for that.
Yeah, but
fascist
I didn't know
Tom Nook.
I didn't know if Shigeru Miyamoto, rather than working on a game the last few years, was working on a pandemic,
oh,
which
legit,
coincided
man.
With its release and forced everybody who missed socializing to play a socializing simulator.
Bush did 9/11. Miyamoto did coronavirus.
Seriously, man. Seriously, yeah. It's I love it. I think it's great that I'm playing it. If anything, I got it day one.
Yeah.
And Doom.
You got it
and
before. Doom. Yeah, I got both as well.
Oh, did you? Sick.
You wrote an awesome article about the two games.
Oh yeah. And about well, you know what? They're like the yin and yang. They were already like in a weird cosmic link. They're a dyad before the release and before Corona, but then it's funny because both games are like so suited to being indoors. Like if you're angry with the situation, you can fuck the shit out of some demons with big guns, or you can like get in debt. And I think that's nice that we can have that choice, us privileged folks with two consoles and a form of whatever.
So have you fucked more demons or have you put yourself in more debt?
I find myself getting in more and more debt. It's funny, I was playing Doom Eternal last night till like 1 a.m. or something. And I was just surprised the demons weren't coming up to talk to me. They were like trying to kill me. And it had been a while since AI was out to kill me. I was like, oh shit, these guys aren't friendly. Yeah. But yeah, it's what? That's day 8 of... when did I start isolating? Like last Monday? It's like day... What? For, it's 11.
Yeah, it's brutal. So are you leaving the house at all?
I've gone for walks.
Yep.
Just like at night. My usual skulking the streets. Someone's still got to do it. And like grocery stores. But like other than that, no.
Yeah. I went to the post office
today. It just seems dumb
for like
and
one
careless.
Moment. Yeah, totally. So I've got both kids at home with me now. Primary school, my B is a primary school teacher, and schools still have to fucking work. Teachers still have to work.
I know, yeah. My folks are the same boat. They're not students though, they're teachers.
And there's just less and less students coming to school every day.
It's so brutal.
So there's like 5 kindergarten students out of 110 or something at school
just
today.
Just close the school. Oh man, have you liked my isolation facial hair?
Oh, it's pretty great.
You into it?
There's that weird show on Netflix now that everyone's talking about called like Tiger something.
And I watched that this week.
I swear every character looks like who I Me. Think you might want to look be one day.
Well, the lead guy has a brown hair with a bleach blonde mullet and a mustache like this. And then after watching it, I was like in the shower and I was like, oh man, God has forsaken me and just shaved this bad boy. And I've never had facial hair like before, really. And I was like, man, this is kind of funny.
But have you shaved? You've just got a mustache. Is that what you've done?
Yeah, yeah. Can you see
that? That is, yeah, yeah. Thanks, bro. You can back away now. That's filthy.
Man, wait till you see it with my glasses on. Get the kids out. That'll Archie will want to go to the movies rather than look at that.
Yeah.
Tiger King's sick.
How long would it take you to get that professionally cut, longer or shorter than half an hour?
Oh, the hair. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not cutting it. I'm just going to let that. That's going to be an isolation thing.
Has the Australian government stopped Noon from cutting anyone's hair during Iron Man?
Yeah, no. Cinemas are allowed to open only if they play the closing credits scene and you are a row apart and the priest is there and the two people getting married are there. It's a workaround. If you want some people, if you die and you want people to come to your funeral, you're allowed to say it's also a screening of Iron Man 1, and you know you can get a beautician in there, a mortician, and you know Bob's your uncle. You get yourself a haircut and some friends and family.
Yeah, so I've got both kids at home with me, and I have to homeschool Archie and keep Tilly entertained too. And so I like put heaps of effort into it last week, made up all these great timetables. Here's what we're gonna do. And then on Monday, Animal Crossing was delivered. And it's like,
sorry, kids.
Yeah, this is school now.
Yeah, this is, seriously, you will have to learn how to barter with talking animals in the new world.
It's insane how well-timed the release of Animal Crossing is with everything going on in the world right now.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. I kind of love that it happened. And I think if this wasn't going on, then I wouldn't have been so drawn to the title. But I do be messing with that isolation shit right now. So it's kind of like, fuck, this is perfect, you know?
It's a lot more appealing than a fucking Zoom meeting.
Oh, man. And I have, man. I was in a 2.5 hour one today.
You're kidding.
Something that was made. It
That's
wasn't
2 hours and 29 minutes too long.
Seriously. Yeah. Meetings should never go for more than, meetings shouldn't exist.
And should if they be do, one
they
minute
go
long.
For no longer than 10 minutes. Like, legit. And if anything is longer than 10 minutes, then you're doing it wrong.
Write a book.
Someone in the meeting too. So everyone's working from home. This isn't anyone in my department or anything. Well, not. It's even with some people who are off-site.
Let's say his name rhymes with Blitchard Blingsmill.
Yeah. Oh man, Richard Blingsmill is a sick. That's awesome. That sounds like a Chris Lilly character. if you catch my S mouse drift.
I'm thinking of some skin tones right now.
Yeah. Well, one in particular. Let's just say if he was playing Animal Crossing, he'd be going to the far right on character selection skin tone. Far right bottom. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, King. Yeah, and someone was wearing like business clothes at their like lounge. I was like, what are you doing?
Like dressing up for the Zoom meeting.
If you need that, like whatever. But also, check me out in my, I don't know. Check me out.
Snuggie.
Like,
you have a Snuggie, don't you? A Weezer Snuggie.
Yeah, I don't use it though.
You should. Bring it up.
This is what we do now. You know what? I got to say, this is nowhere near as weird as it was last week.
Yeah, no, I'm used to this now.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Man, you know, I don't like phone calls. I don't really like communicating. You know, like I'm not a big...
You're an assassin type. We get it.
I'm a strong, silent, street skulking fella. I was just going to say, yeah, I've been doing so much more. People FaceTime now. I've been answering. Like, I've been getting coffee with my colleagues, as dumb as that sounds. Like, the same crew who would go every day. We do, like, a FaceTime sesh, and we, like, make coffee and talk for, like, 10 minutes like we would. And I'm like, oh, this makes sense. I get it now.
Right. Talking on the phone, yeah, like it makes sense to you.
It's nice. Yeah, I used to hate it as a kid as well. Like, they would put me on the phone to, like, my relatives, and I just hang up and walk away. Like, I had nothing to say. If I want to talk, I'll talk. But if it's just going to be chit-chat,
yeah,
then quite frankly, I don't want to be involved.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've been doing, like, nonstop press. My book comes out in, like, by the time we record next week, my book will be out.
That's crazy.
On March 31st, everybody. Nelson, Pumpkins.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah, how have you not read it yet? It. You've had it for like a month.
Not a kid. I'm not like a 6-year-old. I've got like the phone book
all
to
the
read
more reason to read it. It'll take you fucking 10 minutes.
I got the phone book, and then I got the Bible, and then I've got the Britannicus. I'm reading all that adult shit, and then I'm going, no, I'm going to read it. I've just like have a job and stuff. When it comes to leisure, it's like, do I read a kid's book or play a kid's game? And at the moment, it's come into playing a kid's game. I'm going to read it for sure. It's you. My plan was to read it before it hit stores.
You have like 5 days, dude.
Easy. Trust me, I've got all the time in the world. Tom Nook just closed his shop, so I literally have 2 days to do anything.
Damn, Nook.
Yeah, he's updating.
Updating the stock. You're going to get a bigger shop. That'll be fun. Hopefully some longer opening hours.
Have you got every fruit yet? I need a fucking orange. Like a...
Yeah, I've got orange. I got all the fruit. I got all the fruit today. Got cherries. Man, that's the best thing about the Hey Fam Discord is I just...
Oh, yeah.
You say, hey, who's got this fruit? And then then it happens. It goes
You're
down.
Completely right. I literally asked 2 minutes ago. I want to go visit someone's town. I got a couple sharks. Fuck, it's so good. We'll talk about it in more detail. By the way, speaking of the Hey...
Shouts to Tony and Josh. I've been getting hell of cherries and all kinds of fruits from those guys. What have you been eating, dude? You've been burping like crazy.
I had a really bad stomach today.
You've been burping like a DreamWorks sidekick.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, man. This is so weird. I ate two carrots and then felt like my appendix was going to burst, but it already has burst. And then I was in pain. Have you ever eaten something? Then I realized it was probably like the five cups of black coffee I've been drinking.
Because you got to catch you got to have an entire one every time you catch up with somebody.
It's yeah, like the I'm routine. Having this, I've got yeah, and then I don't know. I guess I've been eating poorly at home and not like
it's in
cakes
it's
or anything.
So hard to avoid. I'm like. I mean, I haven't been eating too unhealthy, but like there's just, you know, rice, pasta, noodles. Like,
oh, it wasn't even unhealthy. It was just bad. It was like black coffee and two carrots. And then I was like, oh my God. It honestly felt like my stomach was like folding in on itself.
Black coffee and two carrots like legitimately sounds like an 80s fad diet.
No, it sounds like I'm Christian Bale preparing for a role. Yeah. I'm actually doing The Machinist too here. That's why I have really bad hair.
That's the only food that Zack Snyder allows on his sets.
So I was in a meeting with someone and like a video meeting, and I guess they don't see me that often because they're in Melbourne. And I was just like, whoa, are you okay? Last time they saw me, I think I'm like short blonde hair or something. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. This is just like just a new look I'm trying out.
This is just a new look I'm still trying out.
It's funny when we go back through the Hey Fam photos, like your style is very consistent, and then I can tell the error from like the length of my hair or the like shit on my face.
Oh yeah, my face just gets smaller.
You get smaller. Mine looks more and more like I'm lining up to get some kind of supplement that replaces a heart A drug like each morning. Last year was like blonde toy boy. This is like very...
You were pink hair this time last year, I think.
Oh, yeah. This is very, like, I guess, Eastbound and Down inspired.
What color hair does your Animal Crossing person have?
Pink. It's looking a lot like me last year. They don't have shitty mustaches and mullets, sadly. Even though I bought the pop and cool hair packs, I was like, all right, let's see what's going on here.
You've got to unlock the dead shit and fuck it hair packs to get that look.
Yeah, I got a deadbeat dad and meth addict pack, which should be coming soon. I'm into it. I like it.
5,000 Nook miles.
Yeah, man. I'm obsessed. I've been just walking around, I'll go to the shops. And I mean, in the game. And then 3 hours later, I catch myself just like skulking around with a fucking shovel looking for things. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, this is actually boring normally, but under the circumstances, I'm having a good time.
When it gets its hooks into you, and then you have this great grace period where before you catch yourself out and realize how pointless all the shit you're doing is.
Yeah, where I'm it's fearing so much I'm on fun. The cusp of that. I'm fearing I'm on the cusp. Today, I was just kind of like, oh, everyone's here now. Like, I think this is it. I'm like the loop's here.
Right. So I've got 3 days of this bliss until it's
what I might do. I think the key is to like limit your gaming, your time on it each day, which is the idea of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I know there's time travelers and stuff, but I have caught myself doing like 2 to 4 hour sessions and I'm like, oh no, this isn't how you play Animal Crossing.
It should be
checking email. It should be like going to the shop, seeing what's for sale.
Hitting all the rocks points. With your shovel.
Yeah, and it should be like a 20-minute process each day, and that's it. So I'm putting that on me. I've been playing it too much, and I think it's because you see people on the internet going like, I've played it for 2 hours, and then someone's like, hey, look, I built the Taj Mahal. And you're like, what the fuck have you done? Like, but they've obviously cheated and like time-traveled and shit.
Yeah, some people are way ahead. But yeah, I mean, that's how I used to play it on DS.
That's not the point of the game.
I mean, it was on DS. I don't know why, but that was like, it was just what everyone did. You're like,
that's
hey.
Not the point of the game, though. It's a slow game. It's like
you had Halloween like, on Christmas in hey, Animal Crossing.
I love that. Yeah, I don't like that. The whole point of the to me, the thing that separates Animal Crossing from other Sims is the real time.
Like, no, totally. You know, Stardew.
Stardew Valley doesn't have it. It's such a cool like thing. I really love it.
But I used to work every Saturday night, so I couldn't go and see KK Slider.
No, you can't.
I don't know. Has he shown up in your game yet beyond that first initial appearance?
No, you need to get more residents, I think. I think you need to have like quite a few things built. Okay. I'm waiting for Isabel.
Yeah, Isabel and KK. I mean, that's what all the fans want.
They're coming. I mean, KK, you know, in a David Lynch-esque
in a dream
way
sequence.
Appeared at the start. Yeah, that was very Lynch. And then I've bought his records and they're like framed in my house.
Yeah, all over my walls. You got to do it.
Yeah. Man, my house is looking ridiculous at the moment. It's all concrete. Concrete floors, concrete, nothing in there. A stone thing in the middle with my Switch on it and a bed and all the lighting coming from the ground looking like a museum. It's like Kim and Kanye's house. You know when you see their house and it's just a Tadeo Ando like architecture. It's basically that. It's so cold. I love it. It's like, man, this is sick.
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
Normally, they look garish. The designs.
Yeah,
are like,
no, definitely.
Oh, that's ugly. But this is actually very tasteful.
It's less of a game. It's almost more like an app, like one of those like.
Totally. Yeah, 100%.
Like a free to play, pay to win kind of game but there's not an option to spend a bunch of money to speed forward and progress in your game more.
Mm.
You have to do everything in real time.
Well, there is, and it's cheating.
Well, not really, because you can't speed forward in time and then suddenly you've built all of the weird furniture you need to
but you can build, you can plant like 100 things and keep like getting infinite money.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do, right? They just like plant shit and like go to when certain things are in season.
Man, Archie fucking loves Animal Crossing, by the way. This is like the most tailor-made game for him, and he's able to...
You should tell him it's a movie. You should say when it's all over, you go, congratulations, bitch, you just watched a movie.
Also, Animal Crossing isn't ever over.
Isn't what?
Did you say when it's all over?
Yeah, just like turn it off or something. When we die in a few months from Corona.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah.
Well, you just watched a movie, dude.
My parting words. You just watched a movie, bitch. Yeah.
Psych.
But
there was a movie. Hey, there was an anime.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I watched it a few years ago. Well, you should
make
on YouTube.
Him watch it. It is on YouTube. I'm looking at it now.
A bunch of his friends from school are on Animal Crossing as well. So he goes.
Really?
He goes to visit their islands.
That's so nice.
And then like we go to visit your island, and then you say things like, "I'm gonna come," and he goes, "Dad, Angus just said I'm gonna come."
I didn't know your kids were there.
It's a kids' game, Angus. You know it's a kids' game.
I was sitting on the toilet and then I was I was sitting on the toilet and then I think Tommy was in, someone was in the toilet with me and I was like, I'm going to come. The toilet that I have in my house. Oh, that's the only other thing I have. I have a toilet.
Yeah, that was you and me. I sat on your toilet and I made my character say, I'm Tommy.
It's good. Tommy didn't want me to go to, he's like, hey, come to my island. He messaged me and then I wrote back something like rude. And then he's like, when you come, can you not like talk like we normally do? Because my girlfriend's here. <It's> like, and I didn't go. I was like, well, I did. And then like, yeah, I was just like, well, that, no, that's, I'm not giving you that.
You don't get this. You either get you get me at my realist or nothing.
I'm busting in front of Lev's kids. That's like, I think
you didn't, fine. No, in your defense, you didn't bust. You just said you were going to at some point.
Oh yeah, I was going to.
You threatened it.
It was a warning. Yeah, man. It was wild. So, yeah, you're loving it?
Yeah, it's so good. It's just as a game to play with kids. But also, yeah, I'm very, very... Because Archie and kids in general are always addicted to those like those free-to-play iPad games where like...
They have bad taste. You're right.
Yeah, but I think it's like whenever anyone first got an iPad or, you know, however long ago they came out, when those games were surfacing and you checked in with your game every day and you harvested your, you know, you push things to like, you know, you're growing mushrooms or plants or whatever to get points.
It's like
crystals.
Dopamine.
So he's playing this game. He loves this game called Merge Dragons, where you like grow dragons out of magical eggs, but you can
disgusting.
Only, it's awful. It's truly hideous. but one day he was playing.
What's it called? Nerd Dragon.
Merge. Like,
oh, okay.
Merge Dragons. One day he just starts cracking up because he broke open an egg and he was like, oh my God, Dad, it's so funny. It wasn't dragons that came out of it. It was like this funny chicken man and a little boy. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he said, Dad. And then like 2 days later, it happened again. The chicken man and the little boy are in my Merge Dragons game again.
Was it Rick and Morty or something?
Yeah, it was Rick and Morty.
What? Oh, was it really?
I don't know why they were in my son's game.
That's the worst.
But Rick and Morty were in my son's game.
Damn. Was Archie hooked on sriracha, Szechuan sauce?
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, mum, today."
So what do you do?
You should have seen it in Merge Dragons. My egg turns itself into a pickle. Funniest shit you ever seen.
Funniest shit I've ever seen. My dragon turned into a pickle. Do you just grow them? Is that it? You don't fight or anything?
Yeah, it's like Animal Crossing. You're growing a town to then get more resources, so you can then get more eggs that turn into more dragons who then create more magic, so you can build more land. It's like, you know, it's that loop, and like Animal Crossing absolutely has that loop, that word in every other game. You're like, this is disgusting.
It has Nintendo charm.
Exactly,
it
so
has
much charm.
Like weird, funny. I just love talking to my neighbors.
Yeah, I was looking forward to talking to one of them on the episode tonight, but unfortunately, shut down.
Yeah, well, he's not a friend or a neighbor. He is a totalitarian ruler.
I love Tom Nook. I love that he's just wearing this like shitty jumper and a jacket.
Yeah, now. And he's like, I was in there late last night, and he's just like yawning in front of me, super rude. While I'm a customer in his shop.
Yeah, yeah, or drinking it.
Is he drinking beer?
He's like drinking a can, isn't he? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like to think he's smacking a beer. I think Tommy's playing in Northern Hemisphere because he was wearing all summer clothes.
What do you mean? Oh, Tom Nook was what?
Yeah.
No,
when I went there,
but still summer in autumn. So we're in the Southern Hemisphere, so we've got autumn right now.
Yeah, right. But he, I guess. I don't know. For some reason, he was wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and like beachy shit. I haven't seen that. I don't know. Maybe I was being too rude to his girlfriend or something.
I considered doing Northern Hemisphere, so I got snow for Christmas.
Yeah, no, fuck that, man. That's not real. That's like some flat earth shit. It's not actually real. Snow doesn't happen at Christmas.
What do you think of the changes? I guess the biggest changes is the fact that you have like this extra currency of Nook miles.
Yeah, it's fine. I like that. Yeah. It's like it's the closest thing Nintendo has to like PSN like trophies.
Yeah,
and
achievements.
Like Xbox trophies.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's a close. The only thing I don't like is the flimsy shit and like having to build your own axe constantly and your own stuff. Like that's annoying because that's like, again, it's only 3 minutes, but if you don't have the materials, you've got to go out, find them, craft the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find they're trying to tap into some Minecraft shit or whatever, but I find that quite annoying.
But I've already got the upgrade to make stronger tools. I imagine.
Oh, they break.
I imagine there's probably a final upgrade where your tools never break,
yeah,
right?
But like that's a new addition that I'm not into.
Yeah, it's the loop is still like, I'm at that point now where you've got to build the houses for the next three residents to move in, and they all want six separate pieces of furniture each.
It's fucked.
And this is the one there's a few just like extra levels of how to do things that only Nintendo games still have. Like any other game would be like, would just streamline it. Yeah. Oh, they're just like, it'd be way easier to craft. You'd be able to craft multiple things at once.
Oh yeah. And even when you go to the museum or like selling stuff, the factory can't do it. Like, you know, you have to get stuff examined and looked at.
Oh no, you can select multiple now to donate.
Oh, no, you're right. I was meaning like the menu systems. It always usually goes back to the start. Like if you're doing stuff, it'll take you back to the first choice, and
yes,
you've got to
totally
go through the animations, and you're like, fuck, I just want to like buy things. Or like I bought 8 of those lights to make my house look like a fucked up museum, but you can't like Zelda or like any game ever made put in or Final Fantasy, like a total number. You have to go back and go. So each purchase was like, again, very first world problems, especially for someone in quarantine. Each purchase was like 20 seconds.
No, totally. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I just lost 90 seconds of my life that I'm never getting back, Tom Nook.
He doesn't give a fuck, dude. He just takes and takes and takes, that guy.
Yeah. He takes and takes, but what are you going to do?
But I do like that there's so many other ways to progress your town. And I like that, like, you know, you have to unlock everything from the start. You are bare bones when you get there. And like, I think like that was like part of the reason why Animal Crossing would get boring is because, you know, you had the fashion designer already. You had KK Slider's place. You had like all that stuff already there.
You got everything at once. I like the drip feed. Yeah. I kind of wish I slowed down doing some things.
Like what, dude? I'm 3 days ago. Let me know how I should live my life.
I don't know. I was just like big on. Yeah. I think the goal is to play it 20 minutes a day and that's it.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's like that's the secret to its success, you know.
Or work on your own town for 20 minutes a day and then just fuck around in someone else's town.
Totally. Steal all their shit.
Even though you're doing nothing in that, like it's kind of just fun to hang out with four other weird looking characters holding fishing rods.
Totally. Some cunts came and smashed all my rocks. It was so brutal.
Really? Who?
I don't know. I just had people over and one of them did it. And I was like, well, that's rude.
Yeah, that's you should have unbest friended them immediately.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. I had four people in my thing at once.
Was that the one I was in? It was like me, you, Jen Fricker.
Maybe.
And Noon. But Noon's name in Animal Crossing for some reason is Leaf. Why is his name Leaf? Reason,
it was Joaquin Phoenix's birth name.
Oh, okay, right. Of course.
He was saying some weird shit when he was in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was saying. It was good fun, though. That was a nice hang. That felt like a Hey Fam. That's the closest thing will get to Hey Fam Live. All like guests that we've had at every single show was there.
Yeah.
How many live shows have we done? We did that big one.
We did the our like 10th episode. And then
Cake Wines.
Then the Kevin Smith.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Then we did the year in review.
Did we?
Yeah, we did three.
Wow. You're right.
We did three. Was Tommy and I think it was Dasilo at all.
And yeah, Dasilo and Jen, I think, were at all of them.
And Joyride and Noon.
weren't they at the 10 years in one? I can't remember. I think that was
Noon was Celebrity Heads with Danny Clayton in the first episode. If anyone ever says, like, are you proud of what you do with Hey Fam? I'm like, well, we charge money to watch Danny Clayton play Celebrity Heads with Noon. You tell me. That was my Steve Jobs moment.
Yeah, that would be amazing. If Nintendo let us host live podcasts inside Animal Crossing.
That'd be sick.
If it became the new Second Life.
Oh, that's their real Second Life hours.
Which game did Korn play in?
Yeah, that's right. Was the Second Life? No, I don't know, man. But it was one recently, yeah, and they did a gig and played some songs. I'm sure we could find it.
Yeah, I'm Googling it now. Because I know it's like a really, really random game. Adventure Quest.
Yeah, Adventure Quest. Shout outs to Adventure Quest. If you're playing it, let us know in the comments.
Very cool imaginative title of a game.
It's almost as imaginative. I'm still kind of baffled at the game. It's just called Merge Dragons. It is literally an instruction.
Yeah, I think you merge things and they become dragons or something. Or Rick and Morty.
I love roasting merged dragons, but while like paying for Animal Crossing. I love that high horse I'm on.
It was brutal when you guys all had it on Friday and my delivery hadn't come yet.
What happened? Did you buy it physically?
Yeah, yeah. Just because I figure it's going to be a game that like my kids will want to play forever. And if I end up getting them like their own Switch at some point, I may as True. Well. I'd like to just give them the copy so they can continue it.
Yeah, I'm straight up DJ now, and I think we're gonna have to be given the Rona. When Square like tweeted Final Fantasy VII physicals probably be delayed. I felt that.
Brutal, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you cancel your pre-order?
Cancelled it, baby, and got Animal Crossing.
Did you? Was that fucked up one that was like $500 and comes with this enormous statue?
No. All right. No. I got the like 100 something one. No, I only one fucked up per 10 years.
Has coronavirus delayed your that life size baby Yoda toy you have coming?
Shit, man. It probably has.
Damn, bro, man.
Yeah, it was supposed to come in August, but that's not happening.
Well, Trump reckons this is all going to be over by Easter.
6 weeks? Oh, yeah.
No, Easter, which is 2 weeks away.
That rules.
And they were like, oh, what's like, you know, the science behind you thinking it'll be done by Easter? He's like, oh, I just think it would be good if it was done by Easter.
Man. I know I'm wearing a Bernie shirt right now, but fuck, man, what a cool dude. It would have been nice. That's like a parent suggesting you clean your room, and you're like, well, no one's going to come see it. We're all eating dinner out there. It's like, well, it'd be nice if it was done before the guests came. You know, it's real, like, bad parenting energy.
Yeah, totally.
Well, not bad. No, it's good parenting, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, only good parents celebrate Easter.
Speaking of like things getting delayed and coronavirus's effect on the entertainment industry, seems like after last week's HeyFam episode, there was a wave of celebrities just not really knowing what to do on their fourth day of not working. And man, some of them really went off. I mean, I know you've seen some. I've seen. It's kind of amazing to see these people who are paid a lot of money to read other people's words and like think that they're also like capable of world peace like solving and stuff.
Yeah, let's do a top three celebrity reactions to coronavirus. Obviously,
we'll work our way up. We'll land on number one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of number three. I think. No, you know what? I don't know about top three. No, you know what? I'm gonna go my top three. Number three is for me is Josh Gad crying, saying, filming himself, posting it, and telling everyone it's okay to cry about Corona in his like palatial mansion. It's okay to cry when you've been the voice of a wombat. Sorry, a snowman, wombat. And like have so much money, and yeah, it's fine to cry. I thought that was like. Normally an agent should have stepped in by that point and is like, yeah, maybe don't, you know what, let's sleep on it. But these guys are like agentless and like managerless, and they're just kind of going rogue.
Yeah, totally.
Second favorite for me is Gal Gadot's Imagine, which up until very recently was my number one. I mean, I don't need to explain that. It's what, how many celebrities, maybe 20?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
each singing.
Some definitely, there is definitely a few celebrities in there. Like, obviously, fucking Mark Ruffalo is going to jump at the chance to sing a completely tone-deaf song with other celebrities. So he was noted surprised. But, like, Will Ferrell, I thought he would at least go, like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. It's shocking.
It was so baffling. It's in such poor taste. And again, it's like... a celebrity who is famous for... Well, no, she was in the Israeli Defense Force. But someone who thinks that they, like, have the answer for world peace or, like, just very important, just going, like... Rather than just, like, shutting up while, like, scientists and hospitals and nurses are working, like, fucking crazy and doctor. It's just, like, I'm going to sing myself singing a song and just to let everyone know it's okay.
Yeah.
Fucking insane. And it's been parodied beyond belief. But my favorite one was one that popped up yesterday. I took a screenshot of it. I didn't even bother to read the story. It was one of those, the headline has done it for me. I sent it to a colleague yesterday. Just jumping into my Slack messages, excuse me.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Did I send it? Oh, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Here we go. So the New York Post just posted this yesterday. It's a photo of Jeremy Renner, and he's doing his Jeremy Renner
face. I knew
it
was going to be Jeremy Renner.
At the front of a Comic-Con, like, banner, and it just says, Jeremy Renner requests child support reduction due to coronavirus pandemic. Is my up until then that the Gal Gadot was my number one, but this is just takes the cake. Like again, dirtbag move, but total king shit. Just I'm rich in a mansion, probably recording terrible music, so I actually can't pay the amount for my children that you've removed from me because I'm a terrible husband.
So disconnected from every facet of life.
Just insane. Just amazing.
But deciding to take this public to, you know, as a way to connect with people, I guess. I don't know. Very strange.
To connect, but also like just come across as a huge ass dirtbag. That's mine. Josh Gad, Gal Gadot, and Jeremy Renner.
I'll do an honorable mention to Bad Bunny, the reggaeton artist, whose Instagram has been pretty perfect. He's been acting out scenes from Toy Story, doing all the voices of the Toy Story characters in Spanish as he moves around the toys from Toy Story.
Oh, wow.
And I can't understand what he's saying, but every few words he says, like, coronavirus, like coming out of like his impression of like Woody or like Forky or whatever.
But that's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, it is really, really good. And I'll send you, this is my favorite coronavirus post. This is just, I'm texting it to you now.
Cool. Is it okay to cry?
I'm looking. He might be saying that in the.
Crying. I want you to know it's okay to cry.
Oh, of course. I'm officially going on the record and saying it's okay to cry.
You are okay.
During cool. movies.
Wow. Okay. I haven't got it yet.
Damn.
Oh wait, I got it. Hang on, King. Damn.
head over to at Bad Bunny PR to see a
That's
dude.
That's tight.
A dude who knows how to work this virus.
Yeah. Because we are seeing a lot of artists not really knowing how to, you know, to cope with their new restrictions. These people are generally performers, but there are some diamonds in the rough.
Yeah, no, totally. He says in I've translated the caption on that Bad Bunny post where he's used this hilarious filter on his head. He says, "Wash your hands and bathe well with lots of soap and water. Don't greet the mother who gave you life. Don't get out of your houses for anything, much less to buy ass paper, okay?"
Just great stuff.
Ass paper.
It's all good. Oh. Damn. Hey. Oh, shit. Are you there? We just seem to have lost Levens. I'm just calling him now. Hey.
Sorry, that was me. My bad. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's fine. Let's keep it in. I think that's fun. It shows us as artists. No, I'm going to edit. Just keep it in. Oh, you've stopped? So we just two have been artists. We are artists, and we two have just suffered from coronavirus.
Levin's totally
hung up on me
in a big way. I should be much better at Skype and FaceTime at the moment because it's all I've been doing. Because all of the press for my book, I was meant to be going to visit a bunch of radio stations and do a bunch of interviews this week, but now it's all been moved to digital online meetups, and it's savage, dude. Having to do having to do a video podcast with three other children's authors at the same time, and you're all getting asked the same questions about like what influenced you to get into writing, and you can't, because it's a video one, I can't like roll my eyes or, you know,
who are they, why are they
sunk
filming
my own dick.
Yeah. Chicken man and boy.
I did a religious a Christian radio station today.
Cool, man.
Over Skype. Very, very cool. Looking forward to them coming on board, listening to Hey Fam, getting into it.
Hey, if y'all worship God, maybe you should try worshiping this cool new podcast. Hey Fam.
Speaking That's of Jeremy, nice. Jeremy Renner, you sent me a film festival, the Australian
this
cinema.
This is nice, isn't it?
Australian yeah. cinema chain Dendy are yeah, doing yeah. An online retrospective of their most classic movies.
Iconic. They said iconic. They used the language, yeah.
And the main image in the header that they
12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, and then immediately you scroll down, and the next movie is a movie called Arctic Justice.
Yeah,
which starring, is a movie I've never even heard of.
It's the one remember I think we've seen the trailer. It's like Jeremy Renner does the score and stuff.
Wow, is he
doing he's singing. He plays the lead wolf. A ragtag group of Arctic misfits must band together and stop Otto von Warris' sinister plan to become the world's supreme leader. Sounds familiar. And save the planet before it's too late. Voiced by an all-star cast. James Franco, Jeremy Renner, and Alec Baldwin. We should.
Who else? John Cleese is in it. Heidi Klum, Michael Madsen, Angelica Houston, Omar Sy. Like, yeah.
How John Cleese is in the most dog shit roles. Like... He's been in so much dog shit.
Yeah, he takes that paycheck.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily a big one.
It's so weird that like bottom of the barrel, low budget, 3D CGI animated movies like Arctic Dogs still get made.
Yeah, I don't know who's making them. I guess kids don't give a shit, right?
Dude, the budget of this movie was $50 million American and it made $9.2 million at the box office.
That rules.
I think iconic. It's very iconic.
That's a Delgo.
Definitely Delgo candidate. That's, Arctic Justice is also the dumbest name for a movie too.
Yeah. It's the Delgo equation. I think they call that a like weird European. Who made it? Which like made up CG company made it for like a Saudi prince? I guarantee that's why it was made.
Yeah, totally.
Have you been watching shit? I know we had that list last week.
Yeah, well, so we put together this incredible list of all these things that we plan to do, and I didn't realize that I'm just a full-time homeschooling dad now. And
I know. Do you feel like a weird religious person now? Is that why you're on religious radio? Just
yeah, they
pulling,
heard
pulling like, kids out of school.
Hey, we heard you're losing your mind. Maybe you'd love to be interviewed on our radio station.
We hear you keep trying to be Tom Nook in front of your kids. We're worried about you.
I tried to play Doom and I was just like, I set the kids up on the iPads at the dining table facing facing the other way. And then like, was just like, just started like, you know, shooting some demons. And it's a lot of fun. It's
so
Doom
fun.
Eternal is a ton of fun.
Dude, it rules.
I haven't played the last first person shooter I played was the re-release on Switch of Turok 2.
Oh yeah.
Look, this is a pretty big step up.
Yeah. This ain't your granddaddy's Doom.
But Archie came over to ask me a question as I was like holding someone by the head, and then I ripped the head off the,
fuck yeah.
the ripped the priest's head off his torso.
That's what we do.
And I was like, Archie, don't look at the screen. Don't look at the screen. Don't look at the screen.
It's what we do.
I don't want him getting a fear of video games too.
Man, it's so dope. I've been loving it. It's so funny to go from like the two scores. Like Animal Crossing is like ASMR. Feels like you've like microdosing when you play it. It's just this like sullen acoustic like loop. And even like the menu tones have been like expertly designed to like
totally
just make you feel relaxed. Like even the scrolling sound. And then you go to Doom and it's just like thrash metal and industrial like techno. And you're just like, oh man, this is fucked. It's so good.
Oh yeah. So many like metal loops as well.
Totally. And the Foley work, like the bone crunching and like the spinal cord snapping. And it's so wild. I've had a lot of fun with it.
You wrote a great article for Triple J about how funny it is that those two games came out on the same day as each other.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, it's bizarre. I love the fandom around both of them as well. I've never seen like, you know, video game fandoms have generally been like cunts and like hate each other. It's hard. You see developers like shouting out each other a lot and like being excited for other games, but I've never seen like a union of two franchises like this form, you know?
Yeah,
it's been really nice. And I think it's because they're not stepping on each other's territory.
Every single comment about Doom on your article on the Triple J Facebook page was about, oh, that's weird that Triple J would talk about Doom because you guys don't play metal.
So weird.
Why are people, why are metal fans so hung up on Triple J not playing metal?
On a national radio station for young people not playing metal.
Did, like, it's not like Triple J ever used to play metal.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, look. I don't even know what Triple J is.
It's those same guys that were excited about Tool that we're talking about last week.
Yeah, it's just like Facebook's just like a boomer like minefield, you know? Like you, it's just old people. They shouldn't, it's, I, you know what? We shouldn't be on there. I don't mean Triple J. I mean, we just shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, so the having the kids at home with me all the time means I can't watch, you know, the odd...
No Doom.
No, like, yeah, Doom's hard to play. Cause, especially because, like, I want to, you know, watch something with B. We're almost finished all 26 episodes of the Mahjong anime I started, Akagi.
With the kids?
No, no. Way too advanced for them. These, you know, yeah. I mean, I've been playing a lot of board games, been assessing Archie's advancement in that field. Not ready for Mahjong anime.
Not yet.
I don't even know if I'm actually ready for Mahjong anime. Last night we binged 5 episodes of it, and it was just like, even though the main character is literally playing for his life, he's hooked up to a machine that when he loses a round of Mahjong, he loses his own blood.
Revolting.
It's great shit. You would love the setup, but then yeah. It is like, then it's just like very, very dry Mahjong anime of like people speculating on the various that, like, moves that he could make.
I love you call it like a thing that like we all know, like, oh, it's your standard like Adam Sandler comedy or your standard like, you know, your standard Clint Eastwood low budget indie flick, but you're like, it's your Mahjong anime, as if there's like a suite of them when you go to the video store. Well, when you used to go to the video store, it's like
it's a genre unto itself. Yeah, yeah. Well, I have been
one guy, created by one guy who was a pedophile, like, and he's the only person.
Hey, this guy isn't a pedophile. Okay, it's that you're thinking of Tariq, to the food anime.
Oh, I thought that this was this guy.
No, this guy
was the subway dude.
No, like, this guy, yeah, the translator of this anime is the dude who doesn't say the names of Pokemon in case he summons demons at Subway.
Maybe that's how Corona started.
Someone said a Pokemon name at Subway.
Or maybe it started in that Subway. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then he like deleted his blog or whatever and became a Christian. He's just like, fuck, yeah.
A Subway employee ate a Zubat.
Yeah. A Zubat shat on top of his armadillo or whatever. Isn't that what they say it was? A bat shat on an armadillo or something in a wet market? The
pangolin? Pang.
What is a wet market?
I think it's just like a market for where there's lots of you know, exotic animals and things like that.
To eat or to buy?
To eat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nice.
But so, I mean,
yeah.
They don't
I'm
even.
I'm more into, wait, here's a Home Alone joke. I'm more into sticky markets, if you catch my drift.
Is that like, is that a reference to Home Alone 2?
Yeah, because it's like wet market.
Wet bandits.
It's part one, and I'm more sticky into bandit, sticky yeah. bandit. Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Instead of eating the animals, you come on them and make them sticky.
One thing I have been watching religiously is new episodes of Inside
Well, you
Aaron.
You are a Christian.
That's right.
I'm a stay-home dad
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching that too. I've been messaging Henry being like, oh, this bit was great.
So our friends Henry Stone and Sam Campbell have been making a YouTube series about comedian Aaron Chen, who just got back from doing a bunch of shows in LA and has to quarantine. And so they were making a really stupid web series about him quarantining. But because he is actually quarantining, they're filming it all separately, like on their own.
And he's sending them footage and it's a vibe.
It's really,
it's really,
really cool.
Funny.
It's, you know,
it's very funny. It's very fast. It's the turnaround is crazy.
It's called Inside Aaron. You should go
check
find
it out.
I think
it's really fucking good.
I think
I saw a movie with Aaron actually and Sam and Henry earlier this year.
Wow.
Was it this year? No, it was last year.
I just Googled Inside Aaron and it brought up another documentary from this year that's on Netflix now called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
No, I've watched that actually.
Oh yeah,
you know my shit. You know I watch that shit. You know that's my Mahjong anime.
Unfortunately, Inside Aaron, when you Google it, is not like even the first 20 hits.
I mean, don't Google it. Go to YouTube and type it.
inside Aaron Chen will probably get you what you need.
Dude, you should legit watch Tiger King.
Is it good? Tell me about it. I know nothing about it besides like the photos of it.
Have you seen Tickled?
Tickled, yeah, yeah.
So it's a bit like that. Like I went in thinking it's about something else and then it becomes about something else entirely. But it's like this guy who is, you've seen what he looks like.
Yeah.
I kept watching it and I'm like, I can't believe Danny McBride and Jodie Hill haven't bought the rights to this and are making it like a film made by Adam McKay.
So he's like some dude that lives in like, is he live in Florida or something?
They all live in Florida and he runs like an animal park and he like gets tigers dubiously, but also he's a polyamorous. He has two husbands. He looks like a gay cowboy and he's in jail for a reason we don't know yet. It's just fucking crazy. And the shit that happens in it, it's just like, oh, this is like a redneck. It's really hard to explain. Without revealing
and
stuff.
You've watched all of it already?
Yeah, and like he records albums and DVDs and puts them out and sells them in the gift shop, and it's just him doing like country western music. But he's like ran for president, has multiple husbands, they all live together. It's insane, man.
Yeah, that's
so well made. It's super well made.
The imagery about it and just like the comments. It's like when I feel like Netflix hasn't had this level of meme ability since the Firefest documentary with the "I'll suck your own dick, I'll suck your dick" thing.
It's insane. Yeah. We watched it in just two nights. We're just like, we've got to watch another one. I think it's like seven apps, but it's also just ticks so many of my aesthetic boxes. Are like very pleasured while watching it. Just like really kitschy clothing, like just
tigers.
You'll see, yeah, just people you watch and you're like, oh, you should be a talking head in a parody that's starring Danny McBride and like the cast of Eastbound and Down. Like it's the closest thing I've watched to Eastbound and Down.
In real life. That's cool.
Yeah, it's insane, man. It's so good. You and B should totally watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been the hardest thing of isolation and shit during everything that's going on is that you're so aware of what is going on. You want to be more aware. And so I feel like as soon as I have spare time to sit down and watch something, I'll be like, oh, I'll just take out my phone and catch up on the news of the day. And then suddenly two and a half hours later and you feel like shit and you haven't learned anything.
That's why we go plant trees in Animal Crossing now, you know? It's such a nice salve for this.
It really is the polar opposite of everything else that's going on. Like, I love that like the first thing you do in Animal Crossing is get on a plane and then you get off the plane and you don't have to go into quarantine.
Yeah, it was a big move. Well, you are in quarantine in a way.
Well, you're encouraged to talk to animals, all the other animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're allowed to walk up to people. You're allowed to like go to their houses, you know. Though I have enough people in my village now to attend a funeral. That's it. We could definitely, someone will die.
We are like, I reckon, one of the worst countries dealing with coronavirus right now. It's the
one of the worst like first world countries, hands down. America's slightly more worse.
What are the odds of this horrible event happening during the time where like the three of the biggest Western countries have by far the worst leaders they've ever had in their history?
Yeah. Well, look, one of them's hoping for Easter. We'll see what happens.
With any luck, our prime minister will hope for Easter too. Can I use the rest of this episode to plug some shit, Angus?
Seriously, like, man, I've got nothing to plug. Just if you got oranges, look me up on Animal Crossing. That's all I want. If you want, like, and I want a plug from you. If you have any grooming tips for keeping mustaches looking real nice,
I reckon just shave it off. That's the only way to make a mustache. Like, no, the only way to make a mustache look good is to get not have one.
It sounds very. Someone without a moustache would say that
do say so. It is just a coincidence that I am completely unable to grow a moustache. My hair is too fair.
Well, I am normally. This was just a new... You know, it's not that good. It's pretty pathetic.
I tried to do Movember many, many years ago.
Right.
And it looked so
dumb. It's on the verge of irony, but it's not. It's nothing. It's
yeah,
not
you,
irony,
you look like a Vice employee circa 2005 right now.
I should have like Kanye glasses on or something.
Yeah, definitely. A big... Yeah.
And I should be...
A beanie.
And I should have lived in France for like 2 or 3 years. Just lived there and I won't say why.
Funniest thing about all of the Mahjong anime is that I feel like whenever I watch anime with B, by the end of it, we just have to like roll our eyes at how like badly written all the female characters become. Like even Evangelion, like
Misato is a great character.
She is, but like her final moments in that series are pretty bizarre.
She gives Shinji a good old smack on the lips,
and then says, "Come back later, and I'll show you what else we can
dead.
Do." Yeah, right. Sure. Come she's fuck dead. My corpse, Shinji.
No, she's spurring him on with her puss. It's a nice thing to do as the world's about to end.
But the best thing about Mahjong manga, not a single female character in Mahjong anime. Not even a character in the background in 23 episodes.
Maybe there's a WNBA where it's just women Mahjong anime, you know?
It's like a ninja Twitch stream. No women.
No women. There are plenty of Drake.
My book, Nelson, Pumpkins and Aliens, comes out on March 31st, next week. And you can order it through every bookshop in Australia. But apparently, Angus, this is really cool news. The initial run that has been sent to bookstores.
Oh yeah, this is cool. I heard
is
this.
Is almost gone, and they're
apparently
gonna
pre-orders is the big thing, right? That's what they want.
Yeah, well, pre-orders have been like a lot better than expected, and I'm hoping a lot of that is because of our great listeners.
Where do you buy it from? Where do you recommend?
Well, if you don't live in Australia, book.
What if you live in Australia? Where do you buy it from?
Anywhere. Just support your local.
But tell me where you want me to buy it from right now.
Kinokuniya.
I already bought from them this week.
Okay. Do you want to
buy it? I bought 20th Century Boys.
Oh, dope. Awesome. I just got the sixth volume of that. Oh, I started reading this one too.
I'm buying it from Kinokuniya right now.
Before I plug my own book, I'll plug a different one that I'm holding right now.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch that on.
I got the first four volumes of Beastars, which
I'm
is.
I watch that on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix as well. Maybe I'll watch that next.
How do you spell Nelson? Is it got an I or no?
No, that's Nielsen. Nelson is
Nelson. It's pretty much the same name, dude.
You want me to rename my book? Cancel this printing?
I know you've written the name. So what is it? Nelson Mandela Life Stories?
Yes. It's called Nelson Mandela Pumpkins and Aliens.
Nelson Mandela, a reference guide, Under the Wolf Tree. Shit, it didn't show up. I guess I got to type in Nelson Pumpkin.
You can
Nelson Mandela Pumpkin.
I don't think you can even type in Nelson Levins yet, because I think Nelson Levins is like a footballer.
Found it. No, Pumpkin won. All right, Kinokuniya is not getting the sale because it's not on their site.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the Penguin website now, penguin.com.au. They're publishing it. You can pre-order it from Amazon, Booktopia, Dimmix,
Amazon,
QBD, fine. Readings, Angus and Robertson, Abbey's, Boomerang, Collins, Kinokuniya, Robinson's, and In the Nile.
That's sick. What's In the Nile?
It's just called The Nile, thenile.com.au.
So it comes out 31st of March, yeah?
Yep.
I just bought it.
You should be able to find it for $10. You just bought. I've already given you a copy, though.
Yeah, I want to support you, though.
Okay.
I'm doing.
You're supporting me by allowing me to use your podcast to plug my book.
Half of it, yeah.
Okay.
I got free Prime delivery as well. Done. I've just bought it, dude. I'm supporting.
Oh,
thank you.
Is it on Amazon?
Order. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Look, I just bought it. It's so funny. You see all the shit. You'll see the shit I buy. So it's come up there. And
just
this
Star
is all
Wars
my
shit.
Suggested stuff. It's just
all Star Wars. I've been buying so many board games. And today I got the Tumix of eBay recommendations, and I started getting recommended adult board games.
Oh, nice. Like what, strip cards or something?
Well, I thought I might save that for PayFam this week. Go through some of the raunchiest board games that you can play with your partner while socially isolating.
I love it.
But yeah, Nelson Pumpkins and Aliens, it comes out next week. And it's been doing so well in pre-order that they're already considering a second printing, which is fucking great for someone who has lost all of their upcoming DJ work for the next 6 months and might not get paid for the last month too.
Wild shit.
But yeah.
Oh man, do you know what else came up? Art of Steven Universe. I think I'm gay. No. I think Amazon is. That's a throwback joke.
It is a throwback joke. Don't worry. Everyone
no, it's
gets
not
it.
Homophobic. It's a joke.
But Yeah, I mean, I've already written the second book. This first book is about, it's about a kid named Nelson. He hates vegetables and he refuses to eat them. And then one day his grandma, who is a vegetable farmer, she has a farm full of vegetables, which Nelson thinks sucks shit. So she forces Nelson to eat an entire bowl of pumpkin soup and he passes out because he's in such a level of disgusting pain. But when he wakes up, he has super strength. And he then discovers that he gets superpowers from doing the thing that he hates most, which is eating vegetables.
Is that what happened to me today with the coffee and carrots?
What superpower did you get?
I don't know. Podcasting, I guess.
All right. Well, when I do a carrot book, it'll be called Carrots and Podcasting.
You should consider having a character, even if it's a bad next door neighbor. Just call them Angus. In the next few books.
Carrots and Neighbors.
Seriously. And he looks and he's me. That's
it's just you. What kind, how do you want me to depict your character?
Like Chicken Man with a kid.
That would be so good if Archie's playing Merge Dragons and then you come out of a dragon egg.
He's like, it's
Dad, Angus. I unlocked Angus in Merge Dragons.
That's my dream. That's how I want to be remembered. Merge Dragon DLC.
So Nelson, Pumpkins and Aliens. It's got aliens in it. It's got pumpkins. What more do you need? You can get it sent anywhere with free delivery through Book Depository. And you can also order it from your local store if you are Australian based. It's being released. It's being translated in Turkish. So if you live in Turkey, you can buy it in Turkey very soon.
Has Tom DeLonge reached out? I know he has a thing for the paranormal and the unidentified flying object of it all.
Yeah, he has, but I'm pretty sure it's someone else that was not Tom DeLonge, right, but I think it's him under an alias.
Right. It was him, but then you said, this is Tom Nook speaking, and he hung up.
Tom DeNook.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, not again.
It's a good bit, man. The kids love it. They love it when I do the Tom Nook voice.
You're feeding them.
My wife loves it when I do the Tom Nook voice in bed.
Yeah, when you charge her.
Yeah, that's it. Do you reckon they're like...
charge her to expand your land.
When furries like who like love Animal Crossing, or do you reckon like in bed they're like doing the Animal Crossing voices?
Did you know they had like a... Do you know they have like different voices in Japan, even though it's gibberish?
Really?
I watched a video on it. That's what I'm doing these days.
I'm buying horny board games. You're watching Japanese translated Animal Crossing videos.
It's a lot of fun.
Also, continuing my plug for 1 minute longer. If you need some music in your life, I launched a Patreon that's all about music. I'm doing 2 mixes a month now. We hit the first goal since we last recorded Hey Fam.
That's mental.
$5 a month gets you an extra... Oh, see, it's so good. The cops are coming to arrest me for doing such a good deal.
They know you're illegally distributing music.
So that's at patreon.com/levdog. Don't snitch. Nobody snitch.
Yeah. If you're a fucking cop, we'll find out.
Finally, if you would like extra Hey Fam in your lives, i.e. right now, we're going to be recording a second episode of Hey Fam, continuing the socially isolated madness that is what we're doing right now. The only way for you to get 2 episodes of Hey Fam and an insane backlog of Hey Fam episodes as well. If you need some extra things to listen to with all this newfound spare time you have, you can go to patreon.com/heyfam and $5 a month gets you a second episode of Hey Fam every single month. What are we going to be talking about in this next episode, Angus?
I don't know. We never know. We'll find out.
The secrets of the universe. Wait,
let me think about it. Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, we're going to read some lists.
Hey, you know what? I do have a list to read. This one's kind of... I'm going to be aping your shit, actually.
What list? Give us some spice. What's the list about?
Well, as we know that this year, we've said, the entertainment industry's taken a blow. It'll be a really strange year.
Yep.
I have the current top 10 worldwide box office for the year, and... I'll tell you what, I'm really hoping it looks like this by the end of the year. I'm hoping this thing lasts a long time because
maybe
we'll go down in history as one of the most incredible top 10 worldwide grossing lists. which Let's is normally full of, you know, like a Marvel movie, an Avatar, a Star Wars, like they're nowhere to be seen.
Let's do our Oscar predictions.
We'll read the list and then we'll try and attribute Oscars for each one.
And also something that I know a lot of people love happening in Hey and or PayFam. I've been cooking like so much, and so if you need some Corona recipes,
oh, hit that Discord, bitch! Seriously, yeah, we've got a food Discord. Jump in here. I was actually looking at it just then. Lots of recipes being posted. It's a lot of fun.
And I got some fun cooking stories. We'll do a little cooking episode of PayFam this week. It's going to be unreal. So head over to patreon.com/PayFam.
What's a cooking story? Is it like a Mahjong anime? Is it something that...
Yeah, man, it's a genre. It's a genre that everyone's very familiar with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll see how that goes.
Just call me Cooking Mama.
I'm like neither here nor there for that bit, but maybe I could be swayed much like the potential listener.
Can you sense the desperation in my voice?
I'm on the listener side right now. I'm like going, I don't know if I'd pay $5 for that. But
for a cooking story?
You know what? I don't know. For a podcast that doesn't talk about that, I don't know. But you know what? I might be convinced otherwise. I'm looking forward to seeing you sell me this cooking story.
I'm going to rank and review store-bought freezer ice cream. What do you think?
It sounds like someone that used to be in our Discord used to basically just do. sounds like you're filling a hole. Or stealing a bit.
Well, come fill the hole in your ears and sign up for HeyFam's Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyFam. Thank you so much. We hope you stay safe over this next week and we'll see you then.
That was a long episode, I think. Was it?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah. All right. Well, that means the next one's going to be quick.
See ya. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.